Our series Watering Idaho continues this morning with the story of a legal fight over water flowing through the Treasure Valley. The rhetoric has become intense.
Imagine your irrigation water is completely shut off to your lawn, garden, farm, or favorite park. This disaster can happen because of unwarranted attacks on our Treasure Valley water rights by the state of Idaho. Crops and lawns would die. Golf courses, parks, and athletic fields would wither away.
The issue is nuanced, complex, and rooted deep in Idaho water law. But experts say it's important because the outcome could affect most everyone in the Treasure Valley. Adam Cotterell explains.
This is the sound of the Boise River flowing under a bridge near downtown. This spring, the spot I'm standing on was underwater. That's because this year's big snowpack meant the federal agencies that manage Lucky Peak Dam had to let a lot of water out to avoid potential flooding. Lucky Peak was built in the 50s primarily to prevent the periodic floods that plagued parts of Boise. But the dam is also used to store water for irrigation. Here's the issue. The state says that water that went downstream belonged to people like Clinton Pline.
I'm kind of a semi-retired farmer. I still stay active in agriculture, doing a little bit of work here on my home place.
Pline drives backwards on a dirt road near Nampa. It's just wide enough for the tires of the shiny white pickup he calls his mobile office.
I back up all the time, so...
Such a narrow strip right between, you know, water and...
Water
the,
and a drop-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... You learn to use your mirrors.
On one side is the Reidenbaugh Canal that takes water from the Boise River to Meridian and Nampa. On the other side, several feet below the road, is a field of Pline's sugar beets. Pline and others with old water rights are called seniors. This group, a lot of whom are farmers, get first dibs on any water released from Lucky Peak. Those with newer claims, juniors, have to wait until the seniors get all they're entitled to. In a normal year or a dry year, the first water released goes down the canals to senior irrigators like Pline. But in a wet year, like this one, the first water released gets sent down the river where Pline can't get to it.
We believe it's wrong that the state can now say we're shipping this water down river in order to make room for more storage water, but yet we're going to count that as you using that water, even though we haven't used it. That just doesn't make any sense.
When Pline says we, he means the Nampa Meridian Irrigation District and the Treasure Valley Water Users, a lobbying group created to press this side of the argument. People call this the refill issue because the reservoir gets full, water is let out to avoid flooding, and then it refills with melting snow. The question is, and this is the key, who gets first dibs on the water after the reservoir refills? Matt Weaver, deputy director of the Idaho Department of Water Resources, says sending the water down the river satisfies the senior user's claim just as if they'd sent it down the canal.
Once they have received their satisfaction under their base right, they then go to the end of the line.
And the junior users go to the front. The seniors will still get water they can actually use, if there's enough, after the juniors have had theirs. In a way, you could see this as a struggle between rural and urban interests, between people like Pline and people like, well, me. I live in Boise, I get my water from the Suez Company, like most Boise residents, and Suez is the biggest junior in this fight. It gets 30% of its water from the river and is counting on river water to supply future needs as Boise grows. In dry years, Suez's Mark Snyder says the company has to scramble to get more water because the senior users get everything in Lucky Peak.
If necessary, and we have on occasion, we will go to the open market and acquire more water. That is the most expensive water you can get.
That cost usually gets passed on to the customers. But Suez doesn't have to worry about that in wet years, in part because there's more water, but also because it goes to the front of the line. If the farmers get their way.
Our concern is that we would not be able to meet the demand of our customers if certain senior water rights holders were to get that water first.
But on the other side, Darren Kuhn with the Nampa Meridian Irrigation District says if the state is allowed to allocate water the way it wants, farmers won't get enough and crops will wither in the fields, ironically, in the years with the most water.
The state of Idaho, its economic engine is still agriculture. If you go out of your way to create a circumstance that injures agriculture in this part of the state, then you're going to devastate the economy.
Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin, who's arguing the state's position in court, says water users don't have the same claims to Lucky Peak water that they do to water in the other reservoirs on the Boise River. Since Lucky Peak is about flood control first, using it for irrigation is almost like having bonus water, from the state's perspective. So to Wasdin, the other side is making a big deal out of a small thing.
If you look back over the last 30 years, everyone's gotten their water. So is this a tempest in a teapot? Maybe, but it really also looks to the future. We need to have some certainty about what the rules are that apply.
Wasdin says for farmers to not get all their water in a wet year, it would take a big miscalculation by the federal agencies that manage the dam. He acknowledges that could happen, but he says it's very unlikely. Still, the possibility of a mistake big enough to cause a shortage is a major concern for senior and junior users. Quick pause. We mentioned this is complicated. Let's review. In years with a lot of snow and rain, Lucky Peak water gets sent down the river to avoid flooding. The state says to people at the front of the line, "That was your water, now go to the back of the line." Those people say that's not fair. And the state responds, well, the way the Attorney General interprets the law, the state must count water released into the river the same as water released into the canals. The farmers obviously have a different interpretation. Wasdin's other argument dates back to the mid-1960s. That's when Wasdin says all the canal companies and irrigation districts signed contracts with the federal government about using Lucky Peak water for irrigation. Here's his message to them.
The contract that you hold with the federal government says the federal government has the power to release your water for flood control.
A lot of this fight is about things that happened many decades ago. So why are they arguing about it now? Just a few years ago, there was another court case about how the state accounts for refill water in the Snake River. So it was 2013 when Treasure Valley Canal Companies first heard the state's position that flood releases down the river satisfy farmers' claims to irrigation water. Darren Kuhn with the Nampa Meridian Irrigation District says the idea seemed really unorthodox.
I've worked here for 40 years, and it just left me scratching my head. And it took literally weeks for me to figure out what it is the state was thinking or what their theory is.
The state says it has been accounting for Lucky Peak water this way since 1986. The companies say if the state was doing it this way, it never told them. The state says the canal companies just didn't understand what was happening because there's plenty of water in Lucky Peak for everyone in years like this. But farmer Clinton Pline says despite some of the rhetoric from his side, it's not really about running out of water this year or next year.
What's really the concern is down the road, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now.
Estimates for population growth in the valley have farmers worried. With that in mind, the state has offered a compromise to put the seniors ahead of future users. But up till now, they haven't been interested. Earlier this month, a judge issued a ruling on part of the case. It wasn't a clear victory for either side, but it did lean more in the state's favor. If that doesn't prompt a compromise, the issue will probably end up in the Idaho Supreme Court. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.